So let's time travel a little bit. Do you remember being a kid and you're outside and you're playing with your buds and you're laughing? You're laughing really hard, in fact, as you messed around. You're smiling right now, right? Yeah. The power of play is undeniable, and it's not just for kids.
Well, let's ask personal trainer Fairfax Hackley about it. He's got your best body report. Hello, Hack. Oh, hold on. Now you can talk.
Hello, Sean and Hillary.
See, I have all the power. If I turn on the mic, you can talk. So let's talk about the power of play. Why is it so important?
I like to call play one of the two healthiest four-letter words besides love. You know, play has been the forgotten element in our lives. It's the missing link between our physical and our emotional selves. But when we get out and play, we have the best time. We become lighthearted. We feel light. And we just energize ourselves just by that word play. And it's so much fun to engage in it, but it's the most underappreciated aspect of our health.
Well, we have a concept of what kids do when they play, but give us the idea of what adults can do when we play.
Well, when we play, the first thing that happens, Sean, our stress levels decrease by over 85% within minutes of going outside and seeing something like the green, laughing, looking at the sky. It's absolutely amazing. Also, some of the other benefits that we increase our relationships. Look at us talking about this before the show. We started laughing and joking and thinking about ourselves as being kids. There's nothing wrong with laughing and giggling and rolling and just going crazy when you do an activity that doesn't have an outcome attached to it.
So give us some ways to incorporate play into our grown-up lives.
One of the best things that I tell people, get outside. We have become an indoor culture. We do everything now that we do, you know, I mean, our lives have become enclosed. I mean, we sit in front of a TV, we do videos. We just sit around all day long. So if we can, best thing we can do, we can get outside, frolic, do all those things that I talked about, engaged in those old school games of hopscotch, Red Rover, you know, tag, hide and seek, red light, green light, you know, and begin to think about, you know, replenishing our souls as a result of doing that, but also, you know, sparking that old school creativity and the fun that we used to have as kids that should never, ever go away. You know, George Bernard Shaw once said, we don't stop playing because we become old. We grow old because we stop playing.
Very,
very wise. And you can burn a few calories, too.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them.
Quickly.
Trivia! Okay, the coolest thing that ever happened on this day, W.H. Carrier patented air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
Yeah.
And also, in 1931, the track and field program for women was incorporated into the Olympic Games. And I think that it was probably one of the most important things that have ever happened to the Olympics, the inclusion of women.
There you go. Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in your best body report. Thank you, Hack.